Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, April 25th, 2018. Today is International Noise Awareness Day, a global campaign founded in 1996 by the Center for Hearing and Communication, or the CHC, aiming to raise awareness of noise on the welfare and health of people. The president of the Central Council of Jews in Germany, Josef Schuster, has warned against wearing the kippah in German cities. He advised individuals to not be open with a kippah in the metropolitan milieu in Germany in a discussion on Radio 1. However, he has the feeling that the majority of society understands that we have also reached a certain turning point. He remarked that if people do not succeed in opposing open anti-Semitism, then he believes it will ultimately pose a threat to our democracy, and added, quote, "For it is not just anti-Semitism, it is also racism and xenophobia. A clear stop sign is needed here." As previously reported on Berlin Briefing, last Tuesday, two men aged 21 and 24 were attacked in Prenzlauer Berg, one of whom was beaten with a belt and slightly injured. Both victims were wearing kippahs at the time of the attack. After the assault, a 19-year-old suspect turned himself in to the police. The attack once again triggered a debate on anti-Semitism in Germany and sparked the hashtag #WeAreAllJews campaign on social media. Several years after the first announcement, the Berlin Criminal Police want to record the interrogation of important witnesses to organized crime with video cameras. According to the State Criminal Investigation Office, a pilot project called Police Video Surveying will soon begin. The last legal questions have yet to be clarified, but the attempt should begin soon. The police and judiciary want to take action against the intimidation of witnesses, especially in immigrant groups. Often, victims or witnesses who first testified against suspects at the police station are threatened or bribed. Dirk Jakob, head of the Criminal Investigation Department responsible for organized crime, explained that authorities very often experience the phenomenon that the initial testimony is revoked in the course of the trial. Oftentimes, considerable deviations from originally incriminating statements occur because perpetrator and victim had agreed on the side or in private. The first statement is then often no longer accepted as evidence in court. Therefore, initial questioning will be filmed under certain conditions in order to be able to use the statement later in a court proceeding. Police and public prosecutors expect better evidence in accusations and trials. Cyclists are repeatedly injured or killed because drivers do not check their rear mirrors before making turns. As announced by the authorities on Monday, during a control action by the Berlin police to protect cyclists, 1,913 motorists and truck drivers were reported within 2 weeks. According to the report, between April 9th and 20th, officials targeted dangerous turning maneuvers on Berlin's streets. They registered 418 violations when turning and 179 instances of cars or trucks going through a red traffic light. There were also violations such as prohibited use of mobile phones, drivers not wearing seatbelts, or turning without indicators. The police also took a close look at cyclists' driving behavior. There were 850 reports, including 482 red light violations and 265 instances of illegal crossings. The officers had positioned themselves mainly at streets and crossroads in Berlin, where accidents frequently occur when cars attempt to make a right turn without first checking for a cyclist in the path of the turn. In the first week, the police launched an extensive information campaign on the subject to make car drivers and cyclists aware of the dangers. A Vietnamese man charged with involvement in the kidnapping of a former Vietnamese oil executive in Berlin went on trial yesterday. The case has strained diplomatic ties between Berlin and Hanoi. The 47-year-old is charged with espionage and being an accessory to deprivation of liberty. German authorities say that Trinh Xuan Thanh, the former chairman of Petro-Vietnam's construction arm, and a woman accompanying him were snatched off the street, bundled into a van, and taken to Vietnam last July. Prosecutors say that the kidnapping was carried out by Vietnamese intelligence officials and other employees at the Vietnamese embassy, along with several Vietnamese who live in Europe. Vietnam claims that Thanh, who is seeking asylum in Germany, returned voluntarily. Thanh was given two life sentences earlier this year for embezzlement. The suspect, who went on trial Tuesday at Berlin's state court, is accused of providing logistical support for the operation. Prosecutors say he rented the van used in the kidnapping in Prague 3 days before the kidnapping and drove it to Berlin, then drove it back immediately afterwards. In between, he allegedly drove back to Prague in another car that had been used to spy Anton. As reported by the news agency DPA, prosecutor Leinhard Weiss told the court that the suspect had been aware of the basic details of the plan and approved of it. Defendants don't enter formal pleas in Germany, so defense lawyer Stephen Bonnell said he would make a statement at a later stage. Germany accused Vietnam of breaking international law and last year kicked out the country's intelligence attaché. The defendant was arrested in the Czech Republic, where he ran a currency exchange office, in August. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.